Back in 1978, Warren Zevon discovered werewolves with perfect hair living in London. More recently, Stephanie Meyer, author of the Twilight series, found a terribly attractive brood of vampires thriving in Washington State. But what about the undead? Where do the zombies hang their tattered hats? Rick Broussard, editor of New Hampshire Magazine, is hoping it's the Granite State.
They're comic zombies. You got your running zombies. You probably have zombies in space. Your techno zombies. The Jane Austen books are being retold, with zombies. And so why not have New Hampshire zombies?
Together with Concord-based publisher George Gears, Rick Broussard is creating an anthology of brand new New Hampshire-based horror fiction. It's going to be titled Live Free or Undead.
This is book one in a series of what we call it, the New Hampshire pulp fiction series.
Next year, it may be detective or science fiction stories, but this year, it's horror. Rhode Island has H.P. Lovecraft, Maine has Stephen King. Broussard is looking for the Granite Stater who's going to scare the daylights out of us. And it could be you.
There is no similar, New Hampshire located voice for horror fiction. So let's just create one. We need stories in by March 31st, and what we're looking for are stories anywhere between 1,000 and 8,000 words. They have to have a New Hampshire sense of place built into the story. One idea that somebody came up with was, what if the old man of the mountain came back and he was mad?
The great stone face came grinding down the notch. A rocky horror of furious granite, gaping mouth, eyeless sockets black as caves. Because, in fact, they were caves.
There is something therapeutic, I think, about dosing yourself with fear. And I think it's because everybody, it's a matter of mortality. Everybody knows that we will one day deal with the great questions, death and or tragedy or whatever. And it's a little bit of psychological preparation.
While stories are coming in from well-known local writers, such as Hugo Award winner James Patrick Kelly, publisher George Gears and editor Broussard want to strike a balance.
It's going to have some established writers. We're going to introduce some new writers to the reading public. I don't know if it's the landscape, the personality of the state, or whatever, but New Hampshire is blessed with writers.
If you're a young writer or an old writer who's never published anything before, this could be a real turning point, to have a story published in a nicely bound book.
The old man ground toward the gold-top state house. They tried to keep him on the mountain with wires and ropes and pinions. Well, soon they'd all feel his wrath. Pebbles would whiz, boulders fly, and they'd all find themselves stuck between a rock and, well, other rocks.
How long does it take to write a short story? You can do it in a weekend. If you don't have an idea, well, you may never have an idea. If you've had an idea that's been burning in the back of your brain forever, this is your impetus to do it.
Light your candles, dip your quills, and start your ravens.
I think we're going to discover that there's a lot to be terrified of here, other than, the income tax.
For NHPR, I'm Sean Hurley.